Good morning. The time is 11:31. I'm Sydney.
And I'm Razor, reporting live in the KBPS News Center on SummerSound 2025.
As the city prepares for major changes in the area, demolition of a former Nordstrom rack at Lloyd Center continues. From K2, the space, which has sat vacant for almost over a decade, is being torn down as we speak as a part of the city's plan to rejuvenate the mall and its surrounding area. Lloyd Center has faced numerous challenges throughout the years, from the COVID-19 pandemic forcing many of its main stores to close, including its Macy's, to increased crime in the area. People do not want to be in that area right now. Portland wants to change that, though. Live Nation, owners of the popular music event platform Ticketmaster, have announced plans to construct a brand new music venue in the space, which offers seating for between 2,000 and 4,250 attendees. And it also spans 68,000 square feet. So it's pretty good size. And the venue's set to open in 2027. I'll have to stay tuned for that.
Exciting. Well, in Ribbon Ridge Road, just northwest of Newburgh, a brush fire broke out and the Tualatin Valley Fire and Rescue responded to the flames. The flames are now under control, but the fire had covered approximately 3 acres. Thanks to the quick response of the Tualatin Valley Fire and Rescue, a nearby pen of horses were saved from injuries from the flames. With this being said, there are often burn bans during the summer months, especially during heat waves, so make sure to check about that if you have any plans to start a campfire or any kind of spark. That also means fireworks. So stay cool, stay hydrated, and stay safe.
Yeah, hoping everybody stays safe and cool out there. But in Portland, we love supporting our small businesses. We love supporting and we believe in our small business. That means, and there's been a rally to save one of our local businesses from closure recently. And if that happens, we do so. We really pull through for our community. According to OPB, a local restaurant, Higgins, located in downtown Portland, almost faced closure due to the struggles of staying open due to decreased business after the COVID-19 pandemic, a trend driven by the remote work and office vacancy that many other businesses have dealt with over time. The restaurant has taken to social media with the struggle, and in response, residents of the area caused a dramatic spike in reservations, helping the business alive and thriving as of now. That's great that the community could really pull through for that one.
Indeed. Just this weekend, Rip City became Pup City as dog owners and their four-legged companions gathered at the Rose Quarter Commons for a special event. According to K2, the gathering had dog-friendly vendors, including Portland Pet Food, and offered treats and products for attendees. The event was spotlighted because of the nonprofit group One Tail at a Time PDX. They are dedicated to dog adoption and awareness. The group showcased dogs up for adoptions, aiming to find them loving homes. Organizers are currently working to determine the amount and the number of adopted dogs during the event. Blaze the Trail Cat, the Blazers mascot, made a special appearance as the only feline allowed at the dog-centric event. Ironic, isn't it?
Well, I'm more of a cat person myself, but this has been SummerSound News on KBPS. I'm Sydney.
And I'm a dog person, Razor. We'll be back with your weather forecast right after this.
WorkSource Oregon Employment Department presents Your Career, Your Choice. If you are a person with a disability, you may think your job opportunities are limited, but the truth of the matter is people with disabilities work in most every field. The Job Accommodation Network, or JAN, is a free service that provides information about job accommodations, the Americans with Disabilities Act, and the employability of people with disabilities. Don't eliminate a type of career because of a disability. It may be challenging, but your employer and organizations such as JAN can find ways to make it possible for you to work in the career field in which you are interested. Your career, your choice. A message from WorkSource Oregon Employment Department.
Han sido dos años difíciles. Tal vez algunos de nosotros recurrimos al vapeo para salir adelante. Pero el vapeo es nicotina saborizada y es tan adictivo como los cigarrillos. Nadie quiere sentirse impotente ante la nicotina. Juntos somos más fuertes. Seamos la comunidad que necesitamos. Para obtener consejos y asesoramiento para dejar de vapear, envía Go Vapeless por mensaje de texto al 88709. Es gratis y confidencial.
Portland Weather.
Forecast for today is sunny with a high of 86 degrees. Tonight, expect clear skies with an overnight low of 58. Tomorrow, it'll be sunny again with a high of 90. Currently, it is clear and 70 degrees in the Rose City. And up next, we have T-Rex Bang-A-Gong.